Hi, folks. Welcome to the weekly Creative Entrepreneur Club call. I have Nathan on the line with me so far. And the first subject that's come up has to do with the overarching vision for career. And apparently somebody is texting me, which annoys me, and I'm going to get rid of that. Pardon me, folks. Touch to return to call. I'm back. The overarching vision for a career, all right? We're exploring that and what it's actually like to be on the path, right? And are you watching paint dry or do you feel like you're, you know, on the river flowing along dealing with white water as it comes up? What does it feel like for you, Nathan? Because I know we did elucidate, as you said, your overarching game plan. How's it going?
Yeah, I mean, to go with that analogy, I feel like I'm on a tubing on a very slow moving river, but it's moving.
Okay, good. Tubing on a very slow moving river. Okay, who just joined the? Hey, Caddy, good to have you. So tell me more about what it feels like to be tubing on a very slow-moving river.
Well, you know, things are moving in a certain direction, and however, you have more time than you want to think about things and reassess as opposed to just, you know, learning to deal with things as they come along, perhaps a little bit more quickly if they did, you know.
So you feel like you have a little too much time to think, I just heard you say. Is that right?
Yes.
So what's going on in that too much time? You're not quite sure what to do with yourself. You know, I almost wonder if it's when you have that extra time, you're not sure what to do with it.
Yes and no. Yeah, I have a general outline of what, you know, I think I should be doing in that time, and generally I get about 50% of that done, and it's a challenge to keep myself to that routine.
Can you give me It's interesting. There's a little paradox going on here. You feel like you have too much time to think, but at the same time, you're getting only 50% done of what you set up for yourself. And you're talking about this in the context of a routine. So I guess I want to understand the paradox of having too much time yet only getting half of what you want to get done. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah, well, I guess I've designed my life to have, you know, I have work and things that I do to earn money, you know, and obviously in a window of time now I have designed a fair amount of open time to devote to this creative project, and yeah, it's just hard to keep myself on task. So yeah, it is largely up to me to get that river moving more quickly, I suppose.
When the river slows down, it's during that time you've given yourself to focus on your creative work. Is that right?
Yeah, that would ideally be, you know, the time where I would do more writing.
So what happens instead? What sort of stuff happens instead?
Largely sleep, but sometimes, you know, too much sleep or just kind of goofing off, which is necessary to, you know, a certain point, but, I suppose I would like to be more focused.
I don't blame you. I hear a lot of resistance. That's what I'm hearing.
Resisting my own plan.
Yes, because, I mean, while you may need, obviously we all need sleep, but there are different kinds of sleep. And I'm wondering whether the sleep that happens during the time you've blocked off for creativity isn't resistance rather than fatigue.
Yeah, I could go along with that. Yeah.
Okay. Just call. I'm good. So that's there's a focus issue here for sure. So the deal is, how do we, if your fatigue was a kid, if you were raising a child and that child was named Fatigue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Fatigue had shit to do. How would you encourage this child to stay on point?
I suppose I would give them certain benchmarks or like a checklist of like, hey, this is what you need to get done. Just get it done.
So is that something you're doing for yourself now?
Yeah. I mean, more and more so, yeah. Yeah, I bought a whiteboard, and on the whiteboard I have, you know, my large goals and then smaller broken things down. There's things broken down underneath it.
Okay. How is that actually helping the issue of fatigue?
Oh, well, this issue, I mean, it helps me to place my time in a, you know, into the greater picture, I suppose. But, yeah, I don't know as far as fatigue. Maybe I need to just, you know, instead of just planning time for, you know, creative or work or you know, life chores, be better about planning time for relaxation and time for...
I think that's a really good insight. Because you're going to take that time, whether you choose it consciously or not.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
why not choose it consciously?
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
So, and this is something you can play along with too, Caddy. If you have something you can write on right now, oh God, I've got to turn my sound off here. If you can write a little bit, I want to take a. And this may be an exercise that you have done in your past. What I want you to do is start to write out. A perfect day. It doesn't have to be a whole perfect day. It could be a perfect afternoon. But what it needs to include are the elements that make a day really flow for you. All right? Because we then will look at whether or not you're having those things in your life on a regular basis. All right? So, and I think this will also help you begin to structure that time to rest, right? Time mm-hmm. to rest, time to focus. So, let's take, like, I'm going to give you a couple minutes. You just start writing your perfect day or perfect, what does a perfect day contain? Go ahead, start writing. Okay. So what do you got there, Nathan? Want to share a little bit what you came up with?
Yeah, sure. I'm still in the morning, but I will so my perfect day is wake in the morning, not too long after the sunrise. Exercise with friends or friend, and then have breakfast with that person or whomever. And then, you know, after a shower, change, you have creative time, like perhaps 3 to 4 hours of writing and practicing. And then after that, you know, I would deal with kind of whatever life chores I need to do or you know, work at the restaurant or whatever other job I had.
Mm-hmm.
And then some downtime after that, you know, quick TV show or a drink or something with somebody after work. Yeah, I'd say that's around.
Okay.
Around.
So how closely does your life resemble that ideal day now?
Well, I definitely, you know, go to work and whatnot on time. That's about the only thing that's like set in stone in my routine. I'd say about 50% to this.
Okay, so the 50% is that 50% work, or is there another element of it? Because
adhere to this outline about 50% of the time.
Okay, so I heard getting up early. I don't remember what the order was in terms of working out and having breakfast. Possibly with a friend. I don't exactly remember. Then there's creative time, and then there's going to work, and then there's some downtime. I need to know specifically which 50% is actually happening.
Well, I'd say pretty evenly. About half the time I wake up reasonably early, about half the time I, you know, do the exercise that I want to, and about half the time.
Oh, you're talking about half the time you're actually living this life you've described, and half the time it's just like you don't. The day has you. You don't have the day.
Yes, to some degree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens on the days when you are not master of your domain, so to speak?
A lot of times I'll just, like, sleep in way too late and, you know, get a really late start on the day, and then all those things, you know, one of those things goes by the wayside, either the exercising or the creative time, and I just have to compress that into a smaller period of time, you know.
So what happens the night before you get up way too late?
Sometimes it'll be, you know, I've gone out, or, you know, I've been up late, or I've just, like, you know, stayed up late watching TV or watching a movie or something.
Okay. See, the only way to have control of a schedule is to identify the one thing that's going to give that to you. You know, I talk about the one thing. You know, if you're going to bed late, it's not fair to yourself to expect yourself to get up shortly after the sun rises. That's just not fair.
Sure, yeah.
If you know you're going to have to stay up late, you got a gig, something, it's a planned thing, tonight's going to be a late night, then maybe the next ideal day involves sleeping later, and your expectations and plan for it are different.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, I mean, now we're getting to what really works for you stylistically. Maybe you're somebody who can do an early day and have it aligned the way you're talking 3 times a week. Maybe the other days have a different shape. right? Some people do really well getting up early in the morning, and they're like, you know, they get their work done, right? And they're done by 2, and they can do whatever. They have their life. There's some people who their best creative hours are in the middle of the night, and they sleep in, right? And then, you know, they have business to take care of before they can again, right? There's no wrong way if it works.
Sure.
And right? So I think it would be a good idea to do some time tracking and do it by hand. This week, until next week,
okay.
I want you to, not on a notebook, not on a computer. You need to do this in a notebook on a piece of paper. Because otherwise you're going to be spending time going to whatever electronic device you have to record it. You need to be able to just jot down really quickly from this time to this time this happened. Right? Got to bed at this time. I think you're going to find this enlightening.
Like write out what I did or write out
what
both,
you
like
did
a plan?
After the fact. This is not a plan. This is a report. This is not a plan. This is a report. This is what actually happened.
Oh, okay. All right. So write down how I spent my time.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Write down how you spent your time. And then, you know, I think then we can look at your ideal day and the elements of your ideal day and see what's the setup for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For now, just live your life, but start to be conscious and record where your life is actually going.
Sure.
All right?
Yeah.
Let's jump over to Caddy a little bit. So, Caddy, hi. She's coming off mute, I hope.
Yes, that is exactly what I
mean. Yeah, baby. It's good to hear you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. What's your ideal day like?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Hello? There you go.
Caddy, can you hear me? Oh, geez, it's so annoying. Caddy?
Oh, wait, there you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I hear you.
Can you hear? Okay, good. What's your ideal day like?
Good food. I didn't really put them in any order. I just wanted them all to happen.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. Okay. That's exactly the point. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Good food, Tai Chi, completed life business, like one thing done every day.
I like that.
Chat with a friend. In whatever manner that is, clean and organize my physical world, journal, gym, and then in the work front with clients, either do some work at a client and prep for the next client or the next thing or marketing, and getting myself ready to go. I only marginally took into a to go wherever. The one of the things that I'm learning to do better, but it becomes kind of what Nathan was saying. I found that very intriguing because I do the same thing, and it's like the days that are, now I've got an hour and 40 minutes to go. Well, that. Coffee, food, get face on, get clothes on, unpack lunch, repack the thing, and go. So if I'm not up ahead of that, there's not one other, not even 5 minutes of Tai Chi is going to happen if I don't have the time.
Yeah.
So making sure that I'm doing it now so I'm not late ever to go, wherever it is, whether it's client work or travel or work, that I'm ready to go comfortably while accomplishing other things as well.
And do you notice the cause and effect of when you're able to do that and when you're not?
Um,
like what happens
yeah,
the
well,
night before.
Yeah, well, see,
you,
now, here's the interesting thing. That's becoming sort of the one set in stone thing that does happen. It's all of the other things that fall off the getting them done.
Now, the one set in stone thing that happens is what?
Getting ready to go out.
In the evening.
No, I mean just leave my apartment. So
that's
getting my face on,
apartment.
Getting my clothes on, packing my bag,
gotcha.
Getting my
okay.
food if I need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I get this feeling of flying by the seat of your pants sort of thing. I'm going to give a couple of general suggestions that I think could be helpful to both you and Nathan. One is scheduling like with like. You know, it's very, for instance, on a day where you're doing creative work, right? You're doing creative work, and then you have to go to work, to your day job, right? On a day where, then there may be a day where it's appointments and meetings, right? Maybe there's one or two days a week that are fulfillment days, meaning those are days that you work for clients. But you don't have anything else scheduled, except maybe, I don't know if you have to go to the bar at night or something, but you don't have anything else scheduled because it's really hard on the mind and body to have to transition to 50 different things in a day.
Right.
Right? So simplifying your life that way by planning it out in advance could be really helpful. As much as possible, right? And the other thing is, I don't know, are there days when you're succeeding with the sandwich? Have I talked about the sandwich, Nathan, the ideal day sandwich with you? Nathan? Coming off mute, or maybe not on the call anymore? I don't know, where are you?
Sorry, yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Nathan, have I talked about the sandwich, the daily sandwich?
I think we did a little bit, yeah, but remind me.
Okay, I'm going to remind you, yeah. The daily sandwich consists of whatever routine gets you centered in the morning.
Uh-huh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And then whatever ends the work of the day, whatever signals the end of the work of the day. And I don't care if it's staring at the wall for 15 minutes in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just tuning into a Netflix video at the end of the day. But there's a sandwich
sure.
there, okay? And then
yeah.
in between the sandwich, plan no more than three things.
Mm. Okay.
I really suggest trying that out. But I think for both of you, the time tracking exercise would be really powerful because I think you're going to find out where your boundaries are and are not. You know, we beat ourselves up for not spending enough time on our vision, whether it's building a business or, you know, or creating a body of work. And then when you track your time, you see that, well, it's because you don't have the time. You haven't created it. You know, you don't have boundaries around it. It's going in all of these different directions. But you have to figure out what those are. All right? It's not enough to say, oh, I know what they are. Really take a week to record what happens. Like on the hour.
Sure.
It's going to make you really conscious of where your time is going. All right.
It's gonna be scary.
Well, maybe. Yeah. It might be scary, but I think it's also gonna give you some ahas, and it's gonna take the pressure off a little bit too.
Sure. Totally. You know. I think I told you about this. you know, and Caddy, I think you know about this too. My I've been the last almost 2 years now, I've been tracking my food on my FitnessPal.
Yeah.
And same concept. Like when I first started doing it, you're like, oh my God, what, you know, like all this stuff I've been eating, and you know, it, finally, yeah, you can see it there. And right, you know, I think Rati, you said this, when you start measuring things, you know, you have more control over them, really. So yeah.
Yes. So let's take a week, and I think this is good to do from time to time, because life is messy. We're human. Systems work and then they break down.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really good thing to do, maybe quarterly, you know, every 3 months.
Yeah.
So let's see where our lives are going. So
yeah,
I
agree.
Go ahead, Caddy.
Oh, I was going to say I agree, and you know, especially in my life with all the transitions I've had, the chaos of 6 months ago is not where I am right now, and the plan of attack I have. But you know, I'd kind of personally even forgotten to do my sandwich, because the one sandwich I'd set up worked for the life I had 8 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I never adapted
uh-huh.
it, so it wasn't something I would even consider doing right now. So, and I just
wanted
to tell
you
that what I did was I created a playlist for myself that's like 4 songs. So when I put on the one at the beginning, and then I have different songs at the one at the end, my brain knows, oh, I've heard these songs now, it's time to go and get stuff done. And then when I hear the other songs, it's time to stop and let it go, and then the rest of the day is mine. Whatever. But yeah, the tracking of that too. What actually, and picking 3 things in the middle, Rati, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I have a list of 4,000 things I want to get done every day, and of course that overwhelms me, and
I
don't get any of them done.
And no, yeah. No. You know, measure out.
Back
what's
to simple.
The one,
yeah.
Right, the 1 to 3 things that are going to move you forward the furthest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's the criteria. And then if you're having a difficult time in some area of your life, what's the 1 thing that's going to make everything else easier or unnecessary?
Right.
I think the 1 thing this week for us would be the time tracking.
Mm.
Okay.
Cool. I love that we have to schedule our time tracking.
Yeah. Very funny. No, just like I said, I don't know if you were on the call, I think, but I don't know exactly when you came in. Yeah, like I said, don't try to do it on the computer or on the phone. Do it just down and dirty old school on a piece of paper, in a notebook.
Yeah, I'm actually going to put a piece of paper up on my wall so that every hour I'll just go over and write what happened.
I think you need to carry it around with you. You need to carry it around with you, because you're not always going to be able to go over
your wall.
And you're going to be running around.
Wait, but I'll do the rest in my book, but in my room, having it on the wall will be a presence to remind me to do it.
Okay.
Because this is where
all right.
my room in my day is 90% of what I just talked about on this list.
Okay. Just make sure that you're doing it throughout the day wherever you go, and that you have it,
yes, ma'am.
You know, act very fast, okay? You don't want to have to double your efforts by
yes.
keeping track on your wall, then having to go update the wall. And you know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like you have a knee-jerk way of creating more work for yourself. That's my fear for you. Keep it really simple.
I understand. I'm trying to avoid forgetting to do it by having to go find my notebook.
I have an idea. Can I make it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's my suggestion. The paper that you stick on your wall is the paper that you carry around. Just one paper.
Okay. I can do that. I'll agree to that.
Good. 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 Simple, simple, simple. Keep it simple.
You know I like simple.
Yes, I know, and yet we, you know, people fight it. You know, there's a really great video I'm going to share on the Facebook page, and it really does pertain to this phenomena that we're talking about of, you know, coming up with an idea and then interrupting with all sorts of variations and questions and variables rather than just following through on the simplicity of an idea. And that happens a lot, I find, in coaching sessions with people. You know, so it's just something to catch yourself, you know. You want to make it real easy to follow through on things. All right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes, agreed.
Make
are
things
you guys
easy.
Are you guys on the, actually, what's this could be, this is fun. This would be fun. Are you guys both on a computer right now?
It can be.
No, I'm not.
Actually, it doesn't matter because you know what? You don't even need to see it. You can just hear it. I am going to, because I'm speaking to you through my phone. If I can do this easy enough, I'm going to, it's really like, it's as good, it's like a radio show almost. You don't have to see it. You just have to hear it to get what I mean. And I think it's called Screenwriter. And producer and director walk into a bar. I think that's the name of it. Let me see here. Walk into. Thanks for your patience, folks. Okay, here it is. All right, folks. Okay, now we have a commercial. Thank you very much, fucking YouTube. Skip ad. Okay, here we go.
Is it the Huffington Post?
Yeah, right.
So they're walking into the bar. That's what you're not seeing right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear anything. Is anybody there? I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't hear anything either.
Wait a minute. Did you guys say you couldn't hear this?
No,
correct.
I couldn't hear anything.
Can't hear it, yeah.
All right, then I apologize because I can hear it. I'm going to put it up on the Facebook page. Then I apologize, everybody. That was weird.
Can't wait to hear it, though. Producer, director,
yes.
And writer walk into a bar. I'm dying.
Yes. You're going to see exactly what I'm talking about.
Is
right?
It a video on YouTube?
It is a video. It's and the video is called, let's see if I can see what the video is called if I shut this. Hold on. Shut it. It's called A Writer and Three Script Editors Walk Into a Bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's on YouTube. Just look that up. A writer and three script editors walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and watch it. And I think it's a really good idea to notice. And I do it to myself. You can hear me doing it right now. Notice when you're doing this to yourself. Or notice when you're doing this when you're in a coaching session, okay? It's really, I think it's really, it'll be really helpful. Okay.
Cool.
What?
Huh?
Hello?
I said cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you said what? Boy, this is a little bit like the video right now. So we have a few more minutes. Who has a burning issue that they want to bat around? And it doesn't have to burn too badly, but something that's on their mind that they feel like they're a little stuck with. We've been talking about the general rhythm of a career and feeling like you're watching paint dry as opposed to flowing down a river. And that's been the theme today. And we've been addressing how we're structuring time in relation to that. So if anybody has anything else specific that they want to tease out, what is, speak now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll jump in on the
go for it.
Okay. Well, I've had a very transformational week where between my birthday and my travel back to my hometown, which I haven't been to in over 10 years.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It enlightened me in a way I was not expecting about the truth of who I am as a person. And
okay, I'm going to stop the story and ask you to get the issue.
I am, but it's important to know this, knowing where I've been blocked in the past, is that the mental transformation that I've been able to kind of pull together has allowed me to now see that I am on the right path and in the right direction, sort of with a lot of confidence, which has been rattled, as you know, a lot in the last years.
Okay, so far I'm not hearing the issue, and I don't need the backstory. Honestly, I don't. What is the issue?
Right. So now I need to restart my plan of attack towards my organizing business, which has been dormant, to say the least, for the last year.
Okay.
And I think, I'm going to just lay it here, so here we're going direct. I think it's going after staging for real estate, period. No other shotgun approach.
Yes. Okay, good.
But I don't know if that's just me coming up with a simple solution, because I don't want to think any harder about the rest of it.
I think you're right. You need to just pick one thing and test it. You need to test it for a couple of months. Okay? It's not forever. It's just for a couple of months. Give that to yourself to fully focus on the real estate staging for a couple of months. Right? I think you get afraid of getting trapped.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Katie?
Whoops.
Oh, someone left the meeting. Maybe she's pissed at me. I don't know.
I doubt it, but I agree with both of what both of you are saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's... I guess she's. You can wait for a few minutes, or if you want to, I mean, the thing is, you can't. Okay, here she's back. Kat, are you there? Hey, what happened?
Kat. Worst time for the call to drop on my phone. My call dropped.
I know. I thought you were mad at me. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay if you were. It's okay if you were.
No, no. All I heard test it.
I don't want to digress. Yeah.
No, all I heard was test it for a couple of months, and then it went silent.
That's right. Okay. Well, you know what? That's basically the crux of my feedback on your thought. And know that you're going to resist it. As soon as we make a decision in life, resistance comes up. And everybody's pattern of resistance is different. For you, Katie, having known you for a while, it's very often is, oh, but maybe I should do this other thing. That's resistance.
Right.
Give yourself the gift of a couple of months of just focusing on one market. All right? And from your experience, identify who that market is. You know who these people are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so make a list of those people and do your outreach so that you can actually service a couple of those people. And then you can decide whether this is the right niche or
gotcha.
Whether you want to add a right. Or yes. Good. Well, that's awesome.
Okay.
All right. So, and in terms of simplifying that niche, and what's one thing you can do this week marketing-wise to move towards the real estate?
Well, you know, my Facebook page is my active marketing online right now, so to make that a real estate staging-centric instead of having
all
the things
that's
I could possibly
all.
Do, period.
No. Yeah, that's it. That is it. Just that. That would be great. And asks. You want to do 3 asks this week.
Okay.
Now, I know you were going to make a phone call to someone in the biz, in the real estate biz. I don't know. Did you make it yet?
No, I sent an email out that nobody responded to, and then I didn't follow up.
Well, okay, so it's going to be a warm call. You sent an email out. But you know what I say? An email is just a warm-up to an ask. It is not an ask. And when I say an ask, when I say an ask, Nathan, what I'm talking about in business parlance is an ask for a sales conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like an ask to have a conversation about booking a gig with a venue owner, for instance. So, you know, first you have to ask for the conversation. So, Caddy, 3 acts this week.
Okay.
So, all right. And you might do, and in terms of the different things you're doing every day, one day, you know, between the elements of your sandwich, you're going to be working on the Facebook page. That's it.
Right.
Another day, right? Another
right.
day,
put it
you do
up.
Your
Got
3
it.
Acts. Yes. The only through line this week for both of you is going to be time tracking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All
okay.
right. All right. This was a really, I think you guys did really good work.
I'm excited.
I'm really glad to hear that. I am too. All right. So, same time next week, it's the 3rd time of the month, and just to recap, Caddy, something I said to Nathan in the beginning was that while the group is so tiny, we're going to proceed this way. I'm going to be basically holding an office hour. Creative Entrepreneur Club, Wednesdays at noon, is office hours. All right, that's when we all, you can come together, and we can work through and do laser coaching. Right. I'm not going to put a lot of energy into planning curriculum. The curriculum will be revealed as it was today.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Yeah. I do too. All right. And in the meantime, you've got any issues, got any questions, you feel a little isolated, shoot me an email or pick up the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
So have a great week, everybody.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.